happening? This your boy Fakim. This Melanated Minds. This is episode 2. You here again. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in to the last episode also. I'm going to start this one off the right way with a quote from my boy, the one and only Bob Marley.
Yay, already.
All right, so with this quote, it says, "The greatest of a man is not in how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively." Word. And I feel like that's just a way of, you know, showing a way of success to me, like, really. Like,
yeah, I seen them. They asked him about that in an interview, and he said, they asked him if he was rich, and he was like, "By rich, what do you mean? Like, I've acquired a lot of things, but like, I'm rich because of what's on the inside."
All right, yeah. How he positive, yeah. That positive, yeah. Exactly, that positive, yeah. Energy, that positive vibe, man.
Already.
Facts, I love
how
it.
How much money you got, how many people, you know what I'm saying, you have an impact on positively, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Improving their life.
Exactly. So I want y'all to think about, what is success to you? Define success to yourself. So what y'all been up to, man, since the last episode? What y'all, what's been good with y'all? What's been good with y'all? I've been watching a couple of games, a couple of basketball games. I mean, you know, March Madness, of course.
Right.
But, and then, of course, tonight is the daggone Villanova. Villanova versus Michigan.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going for Villanova. I ain't going to lie.
The real game was last night. The old girl from Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. And she hit the shot?
The second buzzer beater again. She just hit one.
Hey, she real. She real.
Yeah.
Off the chain.
So, I mean, she league ready. That's all I'm going to say. She league ready.
There's a couple of people that she could replace in the league. But I'm going to take a sip on that. Nah.
Right.
But nah, yeah, man. Championship game tonight. Who y'all got?
I already said Villanova. I like Villanova. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't give a damn who. Because my team ain't in it, guys.
I mean, my team ain't in it. Carolina, but still.
Duke will be there next year.
I don't want to see. I don't think I want to see Michigan win.
But I mean,
Villanova just won one though. They beat us. What, 2 years ago?
I know who they didn't beat. Duke. Yeah. Shout out to Zion.
Yeah, I feel you. I'd rather see Michigan get it than Villanova, though.
Right.
Right. So, say what you been on, DJ?
You know, nothing much this weekend. Chilling with the fam, mostly. Celebrating my little sister's B-Day.
Yay.
Little sis, Kayla, 21st.
Word.
You know, 21, the big 21.
Yeah, you know, so did some bowling. You know, much needed family time. You know what I'm saying? Nothing, you know, I'm low key as it is, so
that's right. Always,
you know, spending time with the family, that's a plus for me. So
for sure. Word. Well,
what about you, King? What you getting into?
I ain't really do too much, man. Chill with the family. My sister came. Sister came home from Charleston, South Carolina. So
yeah,
so we hung out. Went to the Lil Duval show. Shout out to Lil Duval. Funny as hell, boy. Making big moves. Proud of my sister.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, Lil Duval, bro, he was so funny. He went to comedy club Saturday night, bro. I'm trying to tell you, Lil Duval is a realest comedian, bro. Boy, Hands down, bro. Hey, had me dying to laugh the whole time.
He came the same night as the big boy across town.
Right.
Kevin Hart.
And sold out. Shout out to Lil Duval. Sold out all six shows.
That's what's up.
All six shows sold out. That's how you know, doing it independent too. That's what I really fuck with.
Right.
Yeah.
I always fuck with the independent. Anybody melanate doing independent? What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Word.
But he stayed true to himself though. People can respect
him. Exactly.
People know when you've been authentic, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what counts.
Oh yeah, that's him. Oh, I ain't never met him, but I know that's him for 24 hours.
Right.
For real, because he be having me weak on Instagram. He do not care. He posts any and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Word. Well, hell, we all shouting out our siblings. I got a brand new one today.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. Shout out to my
congrats.
Little brother, James.
Congrats.
My dad and his wife just got us another one. I've been wanting a brother my whole life. So you already know I'm hyped for this one.
Oh, really?
Lit.
Word.
Yeah. Ready to have fun with your little brother.
Yeah, it's been a cool weekend, though. You know what I'm saying? Played some Madden with AJ. You know, shout out to AJ. You know, I ain't going to lie to you.
Been whooping your ass.
He got me 3 times in a row.
We whooping your ass.
I mean, I came back and redeemed myself. I got him 2 times and I got him in 2K, but hey, That man out there playing, man. Shout out to AJ.
He out there playing. Hey, yeah, like he on the field for real.
He doing it. Yeah. He making big plays. I can't even be mad at him. Word. But yeah. So yeah. Go ahead and tell him about that conversation we had.
Oh yeah. We definitely got to get into that about this. Yeah. Okay, so this guy gonna bring up this guy James. He's gonna bring up LeBron. They said that LeBron is better than Jordan because he's not playing. Jordan didn't play with hard defense. He wasn't playing with the caliber of people LeBron is playing with.
Listen,
is that what you're saying?
This guy is discrediting the argument. You know, I came with visual evidence,
but it was gifts.
The footage. You know, I was scrolling my Twitter.
It was weak ass gifts, and they won't explain it. None. Like if you gonna come with an argument, like you gotta explain something. You can't come with no gifts. Like, that's going to explain something. That's just taking random parts of the game. Like, you can do that same thing with LeBron. And be all like, right, listen, oh, yeah, weak-ass defenders.
So, first of all, I'm scrolling down my Twitter timeline, and I come across a tweet. It says that LeBron fans have finally put an end to the LeBron versus Jordan argument in a big way. So, I had to click. I'm like, nah, like, anything to put LeBron, because I know he's the best. You know, I just... Yeah. The internet needs to confirm it for other folks, I guess. They need to see somebody white saying it. So it's a pull up the tweet. And there's a lot of plays of Jordan, not just regular season games. This is playoffs. The teams that y'all say LeBron, oh, he's never had to face a defense like this. It's all old Bill Nye the Science Guy looking dudes on the court. It look like they work at Bridger Capital on the weekend.
Stupid.
And wear Sperry's all day. Like, this who Jordan is out there. Like,
stop it, but you can't
doing this on world class athletes.
Stop it. You can't say LeBron. I mean, you can't say Jordan won't play in no world class athletes. Come on.
I mean, it was a handful. Like, now everybody's good now, bro. Like,
but everybody was good back then. Bro, everybody that was back then is in the top 100.
Sean Bradley.
Hall of Fame.
Where's Sean Bradley at on the top 100?
Everybody knows Sean Bradley was ass.
Chris Dudley, where he at? Bro, the one that Shaq dunked on and rolled down to the ground.
Them is not in Jordan era, bro.
This dude is a manager at Office Max now. I'm sure he is.
Bro, like, that's not in Jordan era, bro.
But you got
to say Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumar. You got, bro.
Like, they're part of the handful.
No,
everybody's a world as a
Penny Hardaway,
now, bro.
Come on now, Jordan.
Yeah, like, you just named me four people.
I can keep going though, bro. They had Larry Bird, right, bro. The Celtics, bro. What are you saying? The Lakers, bro.
Larry Bird was.
Those were dynasties you just named, you're naming
some of the greatest NBA players of all time. Like,
but you got to.
That was in Jordan era. The greatest players was in Jordan era.
You're not giving me that number. Like,
but at the same time, there was like just how they say
everybody's
weak is now, and the West is strong. Back then, it was really like you had the Lakers, you had the Celtics, and
the Bulls,
and who were the Bulls? Those were the three teams. That was winning championships.
And the Jazz.
They weren't winning,
but they was going to the ship.
But
they
talk about teams that had consecutive championships. You know what I'm saying?
He was still playing good ass teams.
The Jazz were a good team back then, but they weren't like. Nobody scared to play against the Jazz. They were scared to play against Karl Malone and John Stockton.
Yeah.
But they weren't scared of the team. Like,
of course,
I don't know.
That's the same as
you know.
It's now.
They were under the Kings. They had a squad, bro. Chris Webber.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. All right, like, listen.
Mike Bibby.
Look, he want to change his tune.
Back to the point. The footage shows that some of Jordan's best plays was coming against people that we don't even know who they are looking at the footage. You can see their last name.
I can
name
say
on
that.
The
that's true. But you can do the same
you
thing.
You remember
LeBron.
When LeBron dunked on Dwight Howard.
But
you remember when LeBron jumped over Jason Terry.
Hey, he did.
You remember these people that
Jordan
LeBron is doing it.
Jordan done, bro. Come on now, don't
Jordan
do that.
Jordan done,
come on,
Bill Lampier.
Come
I'm
on
going
now.
Back to Bill Lampier.
Stop it, bro.
But anyway, we could continue this argument till we blew in the face. We never gonna agree on
this.
I'm gonna
say the one thing Jordan got on Brian, bro, and that is Space Jam.
Hey, you can't argue that.
He'd never come out with a movie like that.
Yeah, yeah, for Space Jam.
He'd never come out with a movie like that.
So, the segue into the next topic.
Oh yeah, the basically like.
Let's talk about this generational divide.
Since we're talking about LeBron and that generational divide with Jordan, yeah. Let's talk about this real life generational divide out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
so what's the where did this? Oh yeah, this came from, you know. Can I say who we was talking to? So
the generational divide, man, between basically our generation, our parent generation, and the generation younger than us. That's like what 96 below.
Yeah, like
1996 below.
Because my sister born in 97. That's like they different than
so,
us.
That's generation 90. Z, which was they was born between 1995 and 2012.
Young. Well, I don't want to say the young dumb. We gonna encourage everybody.
The young Tide Pod eating motherfuckers.
We generation Y.
The touch ones.
Yeah.
Right.
We generation Y.
Generation Y. You know.
We born between 1980 and 1994.
You feel me?
Oh yeah, shout out to us. Yeah. Thriller came out during 92? Our generation. Michael Jackson did a whole run during our generation.
Young 92. Yeah.
92 babies in the building.
And then, of course, the older generation, Generation X, they were born between 1965 and 1979.
All right, yeah. That's like my our parents, right?
Exactly.
That's our parents' generation.
Yeah. Okay. So, even go one more back. What's them, the baby boomers?
Yeah.
One more after that? Like, our grandparents?
No. I think our parents were like the baby boomers.
Nah. The baby boomers is after World War II.
Oh, okay, yeah, so, yeah. Okay.
So, like, during that time,
the
that's
baby
what everybody came
boomers
from.
Were 1946 to 1964.
Yeah, that's my grandparents. Okay. Yeah,
grandparents.
All right, so, it's I don't know, it's kind of like none of us understand each other or something like that. Like, I don't know, I feel like our parents' generation, they can understand the baby boomers a little bit more because they was all raised a certain way.
Right, they was all raised that certain same way.
I feel like it changed with us. Like,
we weren't raised the same way as they were.
Even the 1980s, like us, like in the people that was born in the late 80s and early 90s, like we are our own like kind of breed right now. Like,
yeah.
Facts. Because you got to think, though, like our parents' generation, they grew up with big households, like large families.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We grew up 2-3, maybe single. You know what I'm saying. Maybe one kid in the house.
You also got to think about the economies during that time as well. You realize each shift was a different. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. When the bigger families, that's when there was more factories, more structure as far as how you know what I'm saying. You was more career driven. You could get out of high school and work in a factory for 20 years, get out, get a pension, and whatever.
Be good,
you know what
by then, now. Yeah, chilling now.
Exactly. Our generation,
it's like shit, you gotta get it out the mud.
Exactly. And that's why that like the selling drug culture was so popular when we was growing up, bro.
Yeah,
because that's how it was. You had that with that. Like, our culture was you had to eat out the mud at that time.
Exactly. And think about it. You know what I'm saying? When we was in high school, we was going through the recession during our high school years.
Yeah.
So, the economy during
it was terrible.
Our time, it was terrible. You feel
screwed
me?
It so, up. Colleges won't let nobody in.
Exactly. And so, now, coming out of our generation coming out of college, now you deal with an economy that still ain't, it's coming out of a recession. So, it still ain't, you know.
All the way there.
All the way there. Yeah. Right. You feel me?
Right. So,
And see, the younger generation, I think they're trying to be so different and like, so,
They're changing the world. They really are.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're trying to be so different and so unique, you know what I'm saying, from the older generations.
Yeah, definitely.
That they're doing stuff that we would never think about doing.
Right. Like, bro, I remember when I was, like, a little kid, like, bro, I got two earrings in my ear. Like, I remember when I was a kid, like, men ain't had two earrings back then. Like,
heck no.
And you was like getting beat up. Yeah. Like,
or you couldn't have it. You had to have, like, one ear is pierced and it had to be a
on the left
ear.
Certain side. The left side.
Yeah, it had to be on the left.
Yeah. You know, it couldn't, you know what I'm saying, do it on the other side.
Yeah, then they like, oh, nah. That,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Otherwise, you was considered sus. You know what I'm saying?
And even that, like, bro, like,
nobody's
people
wearing
being choking. Gay out loud now, like people not getting like they fighting for rights and stuff now. Like
back then, what
they showing it was them on TV and everything, like they cussing on TV now. Like it's like people are changing the world now. Like and it's like our generation and the ones under us.
Under us,
definitely.
We getting tired of the same old. Like we not oh, you just, when you get out, you either go to college or go to the service or you get in the job. Like, nah, like, we out here taking chances. Like, it's so many millionaires being made every day, bro.
Well, because
like,
this is the time. Well, because we're in the era of information. Exactly. You feel me? We got so the that's why we, exactly. And that's why, like, a lot of people coming across different knowledge, different information, different sources. You can network even more now.
Right.
And now, also, everyday jobs aren't paying, you know, living wage. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're still struggling. So it's why you might as well go for your dreams, because regardless, if you're going to struggle going for your dreams, or you're going to struggle just
working a
regular
for somebody who you creating their dreams.
They sitting on their ass while you got them pulling refrigerators to the third floor every day. Yeah, I'm talking shit.
Right. Yeah. Like, I feel you.
It's for real, though.
Heck yeah, bro. Yeah. So, yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, I guess our parents want us to, I think they want us to go that same track they did.
Yeah.
Work for 40 years, retire for 40, you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what got them comfortable, so they want to make sure they at least, I understand it. They want to make sure that you at least get what they got. Like, you're not going to be worse than them, so they trying to show you what they know, really.
Right.
Really not even like, it's like, not that they don't want us to do certain shit. They just don't know. Yeah. Like, because if you knew better.
We growing up in a time of entrepreneurship. They grew up in a time where you had to get a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And work till you can retire a certain way.
And
know
they
what I'm
also, but what I feel like a lot of people don't understand it too is back then they became adults a lot earlier.
Like they been married on the
news,
at
20. I seen on the news how they want to say like 18 isn't considered an adult anymore, because really mentally we're not where our parents were when they were 18.
They had to grow up faster.
Fast, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really was at 18 or 19 on their own, getting buying houses or doing whatever, because you could go and get a job.
It was cheaper to do that shit.
That would pay you enough to be able to do that. You feel me?
Exactly.
But now you can't. That's not happening. You feel me? Like, people are still living with their parents well into their late 20s or whatever, because it's just the cost of living has risen, but payment is, as far as what they're paying,
wages is not going up. That's my whole thing. I saw something where it's like, you don't, at the end of the day, you don't want to work for wages. Like, you're trying to get profit, you're trying to get income, and that's working for yourself.
Yeah, and you gotta have multiple streams. You can't have one stream of income and think you're gonna be okay out here. Yeah. Some way, somehow, you're going to struggle. Unless you're making six figures with that one stream. But even then, you know, people that make six figures struggle, too. It's just a different type of struggle.
And shit, if you are making six figures, get in your community and teach the kids how to go to these schools.
Like,
even if you ain't got time to go to the schools, like, send somebody to talk to for you. Give them a pamphlet, write a book, something. Something. Like, we got to do something and teach everybody, bro. Because, like, I'm telling you, it's about to, the time is about to come. It's about to be a shift where, like, it's not niggas like trying to sell drugs and it. Like, we gonna be legit. Like, all the big drug dealers have come and they about to start investing in the communities and they kids. And like, I'm telling you, just use it. If you are out there doing what you're doing, save that money and do something smart with it. Please, like, please don't blow that shit on jewelry and cars
stuff
and
that,
like,
depreciates over time.
So how do y'all feel about that? Okay, how do y'all feel about the generation under us? What's that, Generation Z? That's what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Generation Z. So how do you feel when they get, you know, basically our age, 26, 27, how you feel like they're going to be in the work? Is it going to be more of an entrepreneurship for them, or you think it's going to be more of a, like, a work world? You know what I'm saying?
When they get our age, like late mid 20s, they're going to be able to go to work. Like, you ain't going to have to wear a uniform. Just
that's
name
what I feel
tag
like.
Or something.
That's
like,
what I feel like.
You're going to be able to go to work
with tags. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
It's like working in the office, like wearing shorts to the office and shit. Because, like,
that's what it's
I
coming
think we
to.
Just like exposing all the old. Because it's like, bro, like, why do I need to, like, we be saying at work, like, bro, why do I need this vest on, bro? Like, these people don't give a damn about this shit.
Yeah, systems are all right. You know what I'm saying? We still operating off of old systems, off of old customs.
Right.
Yeah, it's a shift happening with
religion based custom, because everybody like it's like a lot of young people ain't religious no more. Like,
and that's even going back to school. Another part of it. Right. The way school set up is based off of religion.
In prison, the prison system and the school system is one and the same. Like, that's why like when I got locked up, he pulled up. Oh, you only got suspended in school this many times. Like, you're not supposed to. I'm like, what? How you had it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, that's crazy. I ain't know they pulled that.
It's a farming system. They trying to get us up in there. They got your whole record. Like, so they, man, what? They know how they going to treat you when you get in that system. They got everything you done since you was a kid. But yeah, back to the generational divide, though. Another big divide is with music. Like, because it's a lot of, like, I'm getting to the point now where it's songs that, like, I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, and I'm like, you know me, like, I used to always be on all the news, shit. Right? Like, now, I'm hesitant to even listen to some, but it's like, I understand it because that was us, like, 5-10 years ago.
Right,
like,
to our parents, right. But, what is this?
And think about how they parents was when, like, New Edition was dropping Candy Girl. They parents was probably like, bro, what the nigga sound like the Jackson 5. They, right. We been did that. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, before the Nat King Cole, like, Nat King Cole been did that shit. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about out here.
Nat King Cole.
Sammy Davis dance better than Michael Jackson. Right. I'm gonna tell you that right goddamn now. Like, that's how they, I'm telling you, that same conversation goes on.
It really is. That's why I'm glad like niggas like Nipsey Hussle. It's bringing like that real music back, like that real sound, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he giving free game away.
Hell yeah.
It's a lot of people, like, but it's a lot of people where, like, you can hear it on the surface that they, like, inspired by that old shit. But then it's a lot of people where, like, the old heads were goddamn, wow, that nigga ain't even saying nothing. He mumbling.
He mumbling, right.
And then I sit there and I ask them, all right, Future mumbling. Tell me the words to a James Brown song.
Right, you know, James.
Right. What did he say?
You don't know. Tell me the words to the Big Payback. But I don't do no damn squealing. That's all you know.
Right. He's not lying. Cause we was listening to James Brown the other day in the truck, and I'm sitting. I was listening hard. Like, yo, what is he saying? Like, I really didn't know what he was saying. It's outside of the hook. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you gonna know that. Just right. That's why. That's how you're trying to hook him. But like, anyway, I'm like, yo.
Even Michael Jackson did it. Like, people don't know the lyrics to Smooth Criminal. Like, you don't know what he's saying right there unless you look the lyrics up. Like, he just flowing. Like, and that's why, like, I want people to really start to listen to the music. Because, like, there's, like, you gotta listen to the passion and the, like, Future is a soul singer. Yeah. But, like, I tell people that all the time and they laugh. I'm like, bro, like, you don't hear the emotion. Like, you might not understand what he's talking about, but that emotion is there. Like, what?
Hence why he's writing for a lot of these R&B artists out here.
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
From a Future emotional place. Is
responsible for a lot of stuff.
Right. Yeah. Facts. A lot of stuff.
But then, you know, everything is coming back full circle, though. Like, there's about to be a whole bunch of music that our parents can vouch for. Like, it's there already. Like, they just don't know how to use the internet.
Like, and that's artists like Anderson .Paak. Definitely old soul, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Anderson .Paak.
Bro, it's people on SoundCloud that we don't know their name right now.
What's brand name? Donald Glover?
Yeah, Donald Glover, another one.
Yeah, he got him with that with the Redbone song. Like, everybody was like, yeah, this sounds like P-Funk.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's P-Funk, bro. Like,
exactly.
And I think that's one of my favorite sounds, though. P-Funk, Funkadelic. Like, that's one of my favorite sounds of all time. Like,
and they're not out of touch. George Clinton was embracing the young kid. He was working with Snoop.
Right.
Damn. Him and Boosie Collins. Boosie Collins just did something with Tyler, the Creator, and Cali.
Oh, I know that.
Like, like, currently, like, something that was on the radio. But so it's like, there is those
overheads
that want to
that's
helping.
It's great, though. But they probably understand the full spectrum of everything, you feel me? They know how it's all connected. It's all relevant, you know. So you just got to, even if you don't understand it, you can still offer your expertise and, you know what I'm saying, do what you need to do to embrace the younger generation.
Exactly. Exactly. I know one thing I seen was the generation divide as far as like how the music is being sold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More people are becoming more independent and getting streams, you know what I'm saying? Going the streaming route and not really going with no no label to push their marketing and none of that.
Because at the end of the day,
it's
now,
all you now. It's all on you now.
You got to do the work anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, label companies ain't knocking on your door unless you got a following and you got some type of record out on the shit.
Labels ain't knocking on your door unless you already got a million views. So why are you going to turn around and get that to them? Right?
Exactly.
I mean, I guess, like, people be in dire situations and they be thinking, oh, I need this money right now. Yeah, but they don't know. Like, they give you $1 million. You got to make them $1 million before you see a penny. Like,
exactly.
And that's one thing that I wish a lot of people would, like, from our generation, what we would have paid attention to is people like Prince, Michael Jackson. Like, then you got all the people that got screwed by the record labels and, like TLC, Tony Braxton, Lauryn Hill can't even perform her own music.
Exactly. That blew me, dog. I'm like, yo, what is she singing out there? That's not the original song.
Yeah. We need to get into music publishing, bro, because Prince was able to get his, like, I guess, get out of the contract. I don't know if he still, I think Warner still owns, like some of his best, like, albums from, like, the 80s and 90s. That's why all of them is the ones on Apple Music right now. So, his recent stuff after that, it's all on Tidal. He gave that to Jay-Z before he died. Like, people don't even know. Like the stuff that I own is going on Tidal. Like, and so they was fighting these record companies. Like, remember Prince wrote Slave on his face? Went to the awards. So people knew, like, look, this is what I'm dealing with.
And then,
like, he was out loud with it. Then you got, like, I hate to bring him up again, but Mike, he was doing his Michael Jackson, like, he was really about to build a dynasty. Because, you know, there's only three record labels. There's Warner, Universal, and Sony. Bro, Mike owned half of Sony before he died, bro. Like, these are the three record labels that own every other record label you hear. So anybody talking about, like, they got a label and it's not independent, they getting somebody, one of these is getting their money. Mm-hmm. And so what he did was CBS Records, Sony bought CBS Records in, like, 1987. And we all know Mike had the money because after Thriller, he made $117 million on Thriller, took $48.5 million and bought ATV Publishing, which owned the Beatles catalog, Little Richard, James Brown, Bruce Springsteen, like all these, like, big, like, everybody think he just bought the Beatles catalog. Like, no, he bought the whole thing. So 87 come around. And Sony buys CBS Records. They own all the Jackson stuff from, like, when they left Motown and went to CBS Records.
Yeah.
So now Sony owns all of this. 1987, 95, or somewhere around there, the mid to early 90s, Sony come through, like, trying to do a deal with Mike. And so instead of signing a deal with them, Mike did a 50-50 partnership and put up the ATV Publishing as half the collateral.
Okay, collateral.
Smart. So Sony Publishing. And so by that time, when he did that, that whole company was worth over $1 billion. Like,
wow.
Yeah, or close to it in 95. So then they did a partnership. So when the shit was over, Mike was going to end up owning half of Sony.
Yeah.
And so
they couldn't let that happen.
He did a press conference about it. This, like, 2004, he did a press conference about it. They had started trying to sabotage him because he was leaving Sony owning half. He was going to take it. He wasn't re-signing. And, like,
I'm gone. I'm good.
He, like, I got my couple $1 billion. Like, I'm building my empire, which is why his sons is named Prince Michael Jackson, the first and the second. Because, like the kings did. King Louis the 13th. You know what I'm saying? That's what he was doing.
All his moves was calculated.
To show you the severity of how high he was getting up, Universal is owned by this company called Vivendi.
Yeah.
Vivendi was started by, I forget the name of the, like, French parliament, but, like, King Henry the, like, 14th or some shit. Like, he owns, his family owns Universal. Like, all of this is bloodline shit.
God,
I don't even know if I should be talking about this right now.
No, talk about it.
Yeah.
You done did your research.
Yeah, I wrote a research paper for fun about this shit.
Oh, snap.
But yeah, so that's how high up Mike was getting. Yeah, they like, nigga.
Hold on, man.
You black?
But they say that mob or the mafia own the music. You know what I'm saying?
The Jewish people, they own all media.
Yeah.
So to get back, Mike did a press conference and let niggas know, like, yo, Tommy Mottola is the devil.
I remember they were saying, he was saying all that.
He let niggas know. And then after that, like, 6 months later, he get them second child abuse charges put on him. Like, I'm not here to talk guilt or innocence. I'm just saying, like, after he did that and called him out, now it's another kid coming forth.
Yeah. Facts is facts.
And so, like, Mike had put out a diss track on the district attorney and everything. Like, your favorite rapper is dissing another nigga, like, that he just gonna run into and fight. Mike dissing the district attorney, like, the person that can end his life with the stroke of a pen.
Yeah, facts.
Tom Snedden is a cold man. Like, and so, he beat them charges. Then Mike went into hiding. You noticed before he died, you ain't never see Mike nowhere until he was getting ready for This Is It. Yeah. And you know, Mike already ran the world. This Is It come out. He back on top. Yeah. And he telling everybody, like, look, we got X amount of years to save the world or it's over. Like, he knows some shit. Yeah. Like, something about to go down. It's about to be a new shift. And I think it's going to be, like, us coming back to power.
Of course.
And I hope we here to see it. And it don't gotta be too much blood shit. Like, I just want to be a part of
That's
it. Like,
the thing is, as like my what I believe it is, it's gonna be.
Yeah, shit, it is. But you know, I can only speak.
And it's probably gonna happen within our generation. But what I'm scared of is where we gonna be at when it happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm motivated. Honestly, you can call me crazy, but that's what motivated me to go to the gym daily.
Hey, I feel
like,
you.
I'm gonna be able for as long as I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna keep my body in as best shape as I can.
Give DJ a
like, real talk. Cause they doing it. Don't think they not out here getting right.
Oh yeah, you just seen the video with this little 10-year-old little Caucasian girl. I'm talking about, she got the AR, like, like they training her, like, for what?
Man, I seen one.
She think they training her for? She ready to go?
Till it split in half.
I seen that too.
Like,
yeah. Hey.
She was like six. I was like, bro, she got hands of steel. Like, right. How at six? You feel me? Like, damn.
But yeah, so
yeah,
like,
her punching bricks out the womb.
But yeah, so like, back to like what we was talking about with the music industry. I just said all that to say, like, Mike knew what was coming, so he was buying up all the damn music and the publishing.
Yeah.
Because streaming, it's a real thing now, and niggas are not buying albums
no more. Nobody's going to Walmart getting explicit.
The last CD I bought was The Recession. CDs,
so I mean,
I think The Recession by Jeezy was the last physical album that I bought. Like,
I think the last physical album I bought was J. Cole's first album.
What was that? 2010.
Yeah.
Dang, the last
almost 10 years.
Hey,
ago,
I think the last physical album I bought might have been Paul Wall.
Dang.
Switch your house.
What?
That's around the time iPods was like popping too. Popping. So yeah, that's crazy.
Word.
That's crazy. But yeah, so like streaming.
Streaming getting big.
What did Nipsey bring up about streaming? He posted a tweet about the streaming numbers, like his payment for all the streaming, and basically Tidal is what gave him the most.
Yeah, Tidal gave him the most. I know. I seen one Dad go on YouTube. YouTube is terrible. Yeah. YouTube pays.
YouTube.
It says states the least amount. It says YouTube pays the least amount. They have the 1.7% of the market share.
They play per million streams. You get paid $690, and that I think that's him. Like, that was his music. Like,
who, Nipsey?
Yeah, he's a bigger artist. Like, I don't
know. What I'm saying. It says
he might get a better
percentage. Apple Music pays 0.007 per play. Napster plays 0.016 per play. Dystopia plays 0.020 per play. And Groove Music plays 0.027 per play.
0.020. That's 2 cents per play. 0.020? That's 2 cents per play.
Per play, bro. That's crazy.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so like per million streams, he made for a million streams on YouTube, he made $690. Spotify, that's a big jump. It's still not even the biggest. Spotify, he made $4,370 per million streams. Apple Music, about $7,000. But then Tidal came in 12 rats for a million plays. Like,
so obviously, to all the artists out there, Nipsey, give me y'all free game. Put your music on Tidal. Really put them on all of them and collect all the checks. You
really
feel me? But Tidal, definitely Tidal, though.
They still not getting, like, per million? Like, I don't know, bro.
That's crazy.
I feel like you should at least get a half a million for a million.
What they making off that, you feel me?
Yeah, like that's what I'm wondering. Like, where did they make like, it?
That's what you got to find out.
They gonna look out 12 for them. Grand for a million views. They got to be seeing at the very least 5 times that.
Right, at least 2-3 times. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At least 2-3 times that. But yeah, y'all go definitely check out that Nipsey album too. That's free game on there.
I say start your own streaming service if you can. Like, if you can figure it out, because
that just make the market more competitive.
I'm doing my research right now. It's
gonna drive the place up, and drive the price up.
Every song that I ever write or release or produce, it's going on my streaming
service. All right, on your own, right.
I mean, it might not be, like, if it's another artist, it can't be exclusively there because they're going to have their label, like, shit that they got to do. But my shit, my name on it, it's going on my streaming. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Red Ink Streaming coming within the next 10 years.
Hey, I feel you.
Yeah.
We're going to manifest that now.
Mm-hmm. Facts already.
We're going to manifest that now.
All right, yeah, so... Let's get some health tips in, DJ. Right. What you got going on?
Yeah, let us know how we need to be eating this week. Shit, let us know.
I've been thinking about this, and honestly, I was looking at one of these papers that I wrote, you know what I'm saying, when I was in school, or while I'm in school, you know, basically tied into, it can ties back into mental health.
Okay.
You know, as far as eating, what you need to eat, and also how, you know, mental health is, you know, very...
mental health?
Yeah, mental health is not how much it's not paid attention to, really.
Oh, right, so
As far as what you're intaking and how it can affect you.
Right. Dude, like the food? You're talking about like the food? Yeah, food. Food can definitely affect your mental health.
But just brain health... Period. You know what I'm saying? People don't know exactly what vitamins you need to take to impact your brain health.
Bro, I seen something the other day, and shit, this will tie in. I'm glad you brought this up, because this will tie in to the generational divide topic.
Yeah.
It said black kids, especially our generation and probably our parents' generation, like, we scared to talk to our parents because what they gonna do? They gonna goddamn... suck it up.
Yeah.
At least you ain't out here on the street.
Hey, right.
And they gonna, because that's what their parents did to them. That's why I don't, like, hold that against my mom. Like, we know better now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't hold that against my family because we know better now. Right. The only thing we could do is move forward. But, like, yeah, their parents gonna get on us. They gonna get on the phone and be telling your aunt, your grandma, Yeah, you know he got suspended today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he walked around here talking about he's sad. Like, but, I mean... we know that now. Like, I don't want to spend too much time on it because we know that now.
Yeah.
We just got to do better with our kids. And, like, you see now, parents always get it when they become grandparents, I feel like, because, like...
facts.
Even, like, when I was growing up, it would be some stuff that, like, my grandma would say to my mom, but, like, she don't say it to me now, like, that I'm, like, you know what I'm saying, the age my mom was around it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they're a little bit more lenient. Even now with my little cousin, like, my grandma more lenient on him than she was on us. So, know what I'm saying? Like, mental health. We need to move on.
Yeah.
Start doing it the right way. But don't forget where we came from. What else you got?
So, healthy tip of the week.
Healthy tea? I got healthy tea, too, though.
Yeah. Healthy tip of the week is going to be eat avocados.
You know, ooh, I love avocados.
It's a superfood. It's got a lot of healthy fats that's good for the brain.
See,
As well as vitamin K, which is helps with what is it? Helps with cognitive function.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, so thinking.
Yes.
Cognitive thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That word, y'all.
Yeah. So, you want to do that just in general, vegetables. You know, you want to get your dark leafy greens and things of that sort that has packed full of minerals and stuff that's good for healthy brain function. We want to take better care of our brains so we can live and be more efficient out here while we're operating in the world. So, the better our brain can operate, the better we can do that.
I need to get some avocados.
I'm talking about avocado some more. Can you say guacamole?
See, that's the thing. I'm going straight for the guacamole.
So I guess I gotta make myself.
You ain't never had the guacamole?
Yeah, with the chips? I feel like it's not mixed in with something else. That's just straight out of avocado.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
Avocado is mostly just smashed avocado.
Guacamole
is just smashed avocado.
Yeah, they might throw diced tomatoes.
Yeah, you add stuff to it to make it good. Yeah, spices and stuff.
Yeah, then you take some chips.
We're gonna try this.
Take some chips.
You know what I'm saying? He's seen my lunch today.
You better go to Moe's.
It's kind of better.
Yeah, yeah.
I hit Moe's with it.
Straight green.
Yeah. We're going to Melanated Business of the Week.
Melanated Business of the Week.
Who we talking about this week?
I'm going to let you know. This is D. James Malik speaking. I'm going to let you know about my personal lifestyle brand. I guess that's what we'll call it. It's just a brand called Mike Lamar. That's M-E-I-K-L-A-M-A on all social media at M-E-I-K-L-A-M-A. Basically right now, do custom clothing pieces. I'm starting to work on some kind of luggage things, but it's gonna go beyond just fashion. We gonna start making cars and planes and amusement parks and
word,
kinds of stuff. Get you a Mike Lamar rug for your bathroom. We're making furniture, building houses and skyscrapers. We taking over the world. That's the only time I'm gonna say publicly from now on. Just watch me work. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I like that, Mike Lamar. Let them know where they can find you at one more time.
That's Mike Lamar on Twitter and Instagram at M-E-I-K-L-A-M-A. Mike Lamar, not Meek Llama.
Well, you heard it here first on Melanated Minds.
Appreciate it.
Now we're going to get into the positive affirmation of the day. And I'm going to let y'all hear from Brother James Malik.
This is the James Malik speaking to you today, and I'm here with the positive affirmation of the day. All right, close your eyes, everybody, and say this with me. All the power, all the magic, all the light, all I need is within me. I look within to find my treasures.
Hey.
Everybody say it with me. All the power, all the magic, all the light, all I need is within me. I look within to find my treasures. And that is the positive affirmation of the day.
Of the day.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, James Malik, for that positive affirmation of the day.
For sure.
Y'all keep that in mind. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. Appreciate you for listening.
We out.
Melanated Minds.